मंदर खरी मंदिर खरी में पांच जने शूर सिंह लंका किति दस Goswami said, "My dear King, in the opinion of some learned scholars, eight smaller islands started Jambudvip. When the sons of Maharaj Sangha were searching all over the world for the lost boats, they dug up the earth. And in this way, eight adjoining islands came into existence. The name of these islands are Swarnaprastha, Chandrashubha, Avartana, Ramanaka, Mandar Harina, Panchajanya, Singhal, and Lanka, opened by His Divineness A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Purva Purana, there is a statement about the desire of demigods. Andhikarino Deva, Swargastha, Bhato, Dobham, वंचंती आत्मा विमोक्षार्थ मुद्रिकार्थे दिकारिण. Although the demigods are situated in exalted positions in the heavenly planets, they nevertheless desire to descend into the land of Bharatvarsha, of the planet Earth. This indicates that even the demigods are unfit to reside in Bharatvarsha. A person is already born in Bharatvarsha, like cats and dogs, not taking full advantage of their birth in this island, in this land, they are certainly unfortunate. Om Gyan Dhanandasya Gyanandana Sharaka Chakshunagurtam Yenapasya Shri Guru Shri Chaitanya Mahavishnu Stapitam Yenapasya Swam Yukhtam Dhati Sattam Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Krishnaya Bhutteshu Niraya Swamati Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutteshu Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nama Namaste Saswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Bhasha Vishpadi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Shiva Asadi Gauru Bhakti Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayana Namaskrita Narachana Vrata Devim Sasati Yasanta Pajamdi Mukham Kati Vajra Pandu Nandi Kuriya Kribata Pandu Shri Kuntana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 As you know that different speakers have been speaking on this subject matter, the land of Chandrabhagi. Means this Bharatvarsha, and Prabhupada here even explaining the Bharatvarsha and planet Earth. This tract of land is not an ordinary land. It is tapasya, bhumi for tapasya, yoga bhumi. The other parts of this planet Earth, except this tract of land, is bhoga bhumi, where a lot of sense gratification is available. Now one may ask, why only this tract of land, particularly from Himalaya up to Kanyakumari, and it was, this is a length. The breadth was like this. When we read Bhagavatam, Maharaja Bharat, he was the king of the entire planet. Sometimes we say the whole planet is called Bharat. Yes, it is right. The entire planet was Bharatvarsha, because the entire planet was controlled by Maharaj Bharat. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was controlling the entire planet. But in this entire planet, there's a tract of land which is civilized. And that part of land where people are living according to Vedic culture, a civilized culture. Of course, like we see in any kingdom, there is the civilized people, law-abiding citizens, and there are some criminals. And for them, a prison house is made. Sometimes the deserted areas, very flourishing kingdom, you see, like even ordinary cities, you see, cities as there's a center of the city, quite developed. But then slum areas, outside areas, they're not that developed. So that's exactly how on the planet Earth this tract of land which is civilized, which is very developed according to Vedic culture, that is Bharatvarsha. And when it is not that civilized, that is called Yavan and Malachas. When we, not very long, if you study, I'm from London, so then you are aware of English history. If you go to English history, you see people were living barbarians. Now they may look very neat and clean, but if you go to the history, they were living very barbarian. It's like attacking each other, cults, not cults, kabilas. Kabila is called gypsies. What is called kabila in English? I don't know the right word of the kabilas. But they attack each other. Very uncivilized people. And if we go more history, there is a Mahavishnu Maharaj, who has passed away. He used to tell a description of India. He used to map even how that Afghanistan was part of India. Even Gandhar, Gandhar Pradesh, we are from Gandhari days. It's like Angla, Angladesh. Lots of people even don't know. Everything is part of India. Angladesh, England. The entire England is a shape of this finger, this thumb. And in other scriptures, even if you go now, the Brahmins, any Hindu Brahmins, or when they chant mantras in England, they don't call it England over there, when they perform any yajnas or anything. They say Bangladesh. Now what is it, Bangladesh? The people was to civilize the Duryodhana. He actually donated that, he gave it a charity, not donated, he gave it a charity, the entire country to Karna in Mahabharata. And that tract of land which was given to Karna, the king of that England, was actually Karna. After the whole uncivilized people came. So this whole area which is tract of this civilized, the Bharatvarsha which we are living now, which call India now, is reducing more and more and more. Afghanistan separated, and then Pakistan separated, then Nepal separated, then Bhutan separated, then Burma separated, and Sri Lanka separated. So now we are going. But if you go like in Malaysia or Bali, even it is ruled by Muslims, but still they have got on their currency. In India they are not keeping it, but in Malaysia or in Bali, on a currency they have got boats, the pictures of Ganesh or a Shiva. Even they have got even the temples over there. Even on their own, I heard in their airport they made this journey in the ocean. Have anybody seen that? So because the roots were there. Krishna Bhagavan, the Shams, the Deity, the Shiva. Now, what is the purpose of this Bharatvarsha? Demigod here is saying that demigods are looking, they wish if I can take birth on this tract of land. Now, what is the real heritage of this land? What is the legacy of this land? And that is Sabe Purusha Atma Dharma Yoga Bhakti Radhokshati. Spirituality. धर्म कहीं ना पशु भी समान विदाउट धर्म पर्सन इज स्टैटिक बट इंडिया इज ओनली प्लेस विच इज वेरी पावरफुल बिकॉज ऑफ इट्स स्पिरिचुअल हेरिटेज. When Prabhupada went to England, a presbyter asked Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, why have you come to London? He said, when you ruled India, you taken everything from India, but you forgotten one thing. You forgotten one thing in India, that is the Vedas. Now, I have come here to deliver you personally that knowledge, the Vedas to you. So, heritage of India is Vedas. And now we see that people are thinking, well, India is changing. Yes, it's changing, but still, only in the metro cities, in the big cities, people are trying to imitate Western people. When Jyotish Kiran Swami, when 40 devotees, first 40 devotees came to India with Srila Prabhupada, in Bombay they had a Pandal program. In Pandal program, Prabhupada asked, I am a disciple of His Holiness Kiran Swami, at that time he was a brahmachari. So Prabhupada asked him to speak. There was son of a billionaire. So when he spoke, he said to the people, he said, you are trying to taste what we have spent. That civilization which we have spent, you are trying to eat that. Western civilization is not the solution to the society. It is the Vedic civilization which is the solution to the society. When Alexander the Great, when he was conquering the entire world, when he came to India, this is when he stopped. He was conquering one country to another country to another country to another country. But when he came to India, his chariot of his conquering the world stopped. Who stopped it? Just one person. Who was the person? A yogi. When he came, he saw a yogi in the hot summer day. He had, right in the mid-afternoon, he put some fire around. A yogi was sitting fire around him. And that in the fire, in the heat, he was meditating. And when Alexander the Great he came, he saw some funny person sitting up there. So immediately he looked at it, and when he stopped, he said, I'm Alexander the Great. I can give you anything. What can I give it to you? He thought he's a beggar or something. So he looked at him. At that time he told, well, he offered him, I can give you anything. I'm the king, I'm the emperor of the world. At that time this yogi said, well, sir, for a moment, kindly move away, because you're blocking my son. So when Alexander Great the Great heard, he said, oh, then he told his soldiers, don't mess about with these people. This is when he stopped. Not even long ago, 1857, I like to read something. That is, in 2nd of February 1835, Lord Macaulay, he addressed to the British Parliament. What did he address to the British Parliament? This is about Bharat Varsha. He said, I travel across the length and breadth of India, and I have not seen one person who is a beggar, who is a thief. Such wealth I have seen in this country, such high moral values, people of such caliber,
that I do not think we would ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this nation, which is her spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore I propose, Lord Macaulay was proposing in 1835 to the British Parliament, he said, I propose that we replace the old and ancient education system of our culture. For if the Indian think that all that is foreign and English is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem, their native culture, and they will become what we want them, truly dominant nation. This is the plan of, this is what Lord Macaulay addressed in the Parliament of British, not long ago, 1835. This is when they started East India Company in India, 1857. First thing they broke the backbone of the culture of India, that is Gurukul system. They established a convent system over there. It took them how long? Over 150 years. They planted the seed at that time of convent system in India. Even 50 years ago, when I was young, convent system was very rare. Yes, in every city they had a convent school, even 50 years ago. I remember. But still, when this Western culture has come up in our society, look at what's happening. Everywhere there are convent schools. The real wealth Prabhupada has worked so hard. Prabhupada introduced, when he went to the Western, he was suggested that Swamiji, you're going to the Western world. You should learn to wear tie and suit and learn how to eat with knife and fork. And Prabhupada said, I'm going there not to learn, but I'm going there to teach. It is required because it's a Vedic culture. It is the answer to everything is Krishna, because everybody belongs to Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and even mother of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, she the one who instructed him, she told him that somehow preach this to English speaking world. That was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we are very grateful to give us this beautiful gift of Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult. Do you think it is so easy to come to Krishna consciousness? It is not easy. Vasudev Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudhula. Is it easy? No. Munishnam Sahasreshu Kachit Yadati Sutai. Out of so many people become Atma Jnani. Out of Thadula Thadula Atma Jnani, one comes to realize that Krishna is the Supreme. Only He comes to Krishna. Prabhupada has given so many times. He said, India is not for sewing machine. At that time, sewing machine was new invention. Or a cycles, or some mechanical advance. This is not India's. India means spiritual life. Sometimes people ask, you know, Indians are worshipping, you know, anything and everything, and wherever they go and see Nariyal, they take a Nariyal and they put Nariyal here, Nariyal here, Nariyal here, so many gods. Now this is an invite to Vedavyas. 5,000 years ago Vedavyas saw that Kali Yuga is coming for the well-being of all the humans. He thought, what should I do? So he introduced the no, people still not going to do it. Just see the example. I mean, thousands of people are coming to our doors. I challenge you. So many Hindus are coming to Vrindavan. Stand on the this Chatikara road and ask every Hindu, give me the name of the four Vedas. I guarantee you, out of thousand, not even one person will know the name of the four Vedas. What about knowing four Vedas? Shila Vedas written another 16 Purans. One Puran, Vishnu Puran, was written by Prashadmuni, father of Vedas. He written 16 Purans. Because he knew there are three Ganane Bhavi Evi Samhidam Jagat. Total Jagat, total world is influenced with three modes of nature. Satagun, Tamagun, Rajagun, Divyasha, Gunamai, Mammaya, Abhutya. So three Gunas. So he written different types of worships for each person. A person with ignorance, he's not going to follow the rules of goodness. Person with the mode of goodness, he's not going to follow the rules of ignorance. So he's a king who written different types of worships. You worship this, you worship this, you get this result. You worship this, you get this result. But at the end, what happened? His own guru chastised him. He said, Vedriyas, what have you done? This is exactly what people want to hear. And that's exactly what we see in India. That's exactly what people want to see. Do it. That is when he told, no. You will never be satisfied till you come, till you write about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Veda Anta, Anta Vedas, the total best commentary of Vedas is Vedanta. It is Srimad Bhagavatam. So he told him, so he concluded of all the Vedas. So this knowledge, which is the transcendental knowledge, it transcends the three modes of nature. It transcends all the suffering of the material sufferings, birth, death, old age, disease, janam ritu, jara vyadhi, dukh dosha, anudosha. Now, this is available in India. Demigods or heavenly, even hellish planets. Hellish planets generally we see. Some other faiths they describe. You accept God or you burn in hell for eternity. This is their ultimate. So people are frightened. Or if you don't worship God, you will burn in hell for eternity. But these are faiths. It's just two descriptions. One heaven, one hell. That's it. But when we come to Vedas, when we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains there are different types of hells. Even hells are full of opulences. Not every hell is full of sufferings. Like in heavenly planet, you got so many nice buildings, or cars, or all the facilities for sense gratification. Similarly, in hell, there are facilities for sense gratification. Nice buildings too. Everything is there. It's like a person who is rich, he earns his money by some fair business trading or whatever. So he has got all the opulences. Similarly, demons. So sometimes criminals, they have more money too. The criminals have nice houses, criminals have nice cars, criminals have to hold such education. Similarly, demons, even they have, but they have not earned, they capture, they steal, or they rob. And there are certain another right at the below Patal, at the lowest one is there is a 28th house where the sufferings are there. So the restrictions are there, but wherever you are, in hellish planet or heavenly planet, it is not possible to connect ourselves with that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is a perfect place. It's a perfect place. There's a suffering too. There's suffering, happiness. And that is why Krishna suggested. Krishna did not suggest that solve. If it comes, whatever it comes to us, if it comes something big, something good, some happiness, it is a prasad, mercy of Krishna. And if it does not come, and then what is that? That is prasad too. Because that is mercy of Krishna, that you don't want us to entangle in that situation. So whatever the situation is, good or bad, and the entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna did not say that. He says, Matras Prashastvande Shosha Sukhuda Atma Bhagavad Tansi Shasuvarada. He has done, just tolerated. What is the verse? Tate Mukhamma Susmukshamani. Why? Why Srila Vyasadeva suggested this particular, that we should just continue tolerating the happiness and suffering? They're both the same. We may think temporarily that happiness, oh, I'm very happy. But as long as we are, because we are spirit soul, but under madness we are thinking I'm this body. There is one verse in Bengali, I don't speak good Bengali. But there is a Bengali, there is a Pagla kina bole chagla kina khai. A pagal man, a madman can say, speak anything. A pagal, he may be laughing, ha 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 ha. Or he may be crying. Whatever he is doing, both the things are the same. Because he's not the right state of mind. The right state of mind is Krishna consciousness. It is natural. Prabhupada said one thing. Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is right next to Indian. You just have to scratch it. You just have to scratch it. That's the result. Sometimes people ask in Western world. Sometimes people even have different opinions. Even devotees may have different opinions. They say, well, you know, so many Western people are going to our Eastern Center in the Western world. But I tell them it is better. If they don't come to us, then they will end up going to some of the Babas. But our goal is that we should not only target Indians, we should target everybody, because this philosophy is not for Indians. This philosophy is for everybody. Full inclusion. This is why Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur told him, go and speak to the Western speaking world. Yes, it is good fortune to go in India, because it is naturally with you. There is one of my tenants, he had a small girl, about 7-8 years old. A few days ago I saw her doing something. She picked up a stone and just ordinary stone. Just few days ago, she put it on. There's a platform, a tulsi platform. There's no tulsi because I asked her to plant some tulsi. I told her mother to put some tulsi there. So she put an ordinary stone. She put the stone there. Then very nicely, she picks up some flowers. And she'll offer it to the stones, just ordinary stones. And then she has some little kumkum, she put little tilak on the stone too. And then she offered some aarti. Then I asked, I said, what is that? Then she laughed, she said, in Hindi she told me, I'm trying to learn how to worship. That really impressed me. This is the natural with a child. Actually, it is Vrindavan. Vrindavan, everything is, there is no stone. Vrindavan is gemstone. This is Chintamani, Prakrasatmashu, Kalpa Pikshalakshyam. This is Vrindavan. Even when Ram went from Ayodhya to the 14-year Vanvas, he took some soil of Ayodhya and he used to worship every day. For 14 years, Ramji used to worship the soil of Ayodhya Kripa. So soil and stone of this is worshipable. But I was so impressed that this little child, he picked up a stone and he started worshipping. So this is by nature, this Krishna consciousness one can. One day they go, it is fully subjugated. Can we worship stones? Well, the story is here. There was one sage, no sage, devotee. Actually, he is in Punjab. He was a father. So some Brahmins, they were worshipping this Shaligram Shiva. So he came to Brahmins. He said, Brahmins, you are worshipping Shaligram Shiva. Can you give me one? I want to worship too. I want to do like what you do. He said, no. So what they done? No, you can't. He said, no, please give me. So they picked out the stone and gave it to this. It's called the Tanajat. It's a very famous story in Punjab. I born in Punjab. So this Tanajat, he gave him a little stone. So he put the stone there. He thought this is Vishnu. So he started worshipping him. So he made nice sarson ka saag. Spinach and makki ki roti. Then you put it in randa oven. Now you eat. I put it in randa oven. I'm going to eat only because I heard the Brahmins only eat after offering it to you. If it's not offered to you, then they don't eat. So I have become a Brahman now. I'm going to eat. So he offered it to you. For 3 days and 3 nights, he was waiting for him to eat. Eventually, Lord Vishnu has to appear through the stone. This is devotion. This is the beauty of India. India's beauty is not what we are seeing these days. Prabhupada said one thing, he said, so many conquerors came. So many missionary people came. But they could not change the culture. So many Mughals, some invaders, they have been invading India for thousands of years. But they could not change the culture of India. I read this of British people. There were no beggars. It's created here because they made them. Oh no, this is nothing. But Prabhupada says, since this film industry has come up, it is spoiling the culture of India. You see the 50 years ago, 30 years ago, all the actresses, they used to wear nice sarees. Now they don't wear it. They are losing it. What are the older people are imitating them? People are simple. But still, there is only one hope. There is no other hope. There is only one hope. It's not a hope, it's a fact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Bharat Bhumi the Manishya Poyle Janam Jaha Janam Sata Kari Karu Parupa. I was on Nashika Chaturdashi day. I was in the one Nashika temple. I was there. When I came out, there was one sadhu. He came to me. Bhakta Paul was there, so he went to the photo there. He said to me one thing, it really touched my heart. He looked at me, he said, are you initiated by Gaudiya Vaishnavas? I said, yes. Then this sadhu, he was not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He said, a real knowledge is only with the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That's the statement he made. Nobody else has got this knowledge. He said, it is only this knowledge, real knowledge is. And we are so fortunate that not only we have got chance to take birth in India, we got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rather the mercy of when we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Mas. But after Srinivas, what we say? Srinivas Adi Guru Bhakta Vrinda. The devotees of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without the mercy of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not possible. So it is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, not one devotee. So many people become devotees now. We say, thank you, Srila Prabhupada. How did we thank you, Srila Prabhupada? Because Prabhupada, one of the devotees of his own, he came and give you a book. Did he give you a book? I was in London. I tell you one little story. When I was, I don't know, I may have told you here. In 1981, when I was 21 years old, I always had desire to go to Haridwar. Because I thought, Sattva in Haridwar. I should go and live in Haridwar. So I can learn some spirituality. But I end up going to England. And I saw Harinam over there. My first reaction, very first week, I was stunned myself. Wow! And the wool, there was not even one Indian over there at that time. So the wool was very sad. At that time, there were very less dressers. So all were chanting and, you know, doing the Harinam Kirtan. Eventually I met one devotee. She gave me a book of Srila Prabhupada. Now that devotee gave me a book. And when I went to Lord Shiva, like what are Hindus you pray to? I usually say, Krishna, you are my guru. Praying to Shiva at the same time. Shiva, you are my God. Thus, mentality. Guru, I accepted only Krishna. I said, I'm not going to accept anything. Please show me the way, please show me. And then the book came and opened the book. Then opened the book, very nicely, Prabhupada said, there are so many bogus and rascal gurus in the world. Anybody came to be God, he's not a God, he's a dog. I said, wow, this makes sense. He said, there's only one supreme personality of God. That is Lord Shri Krishna. That's such a conviction. Wow, this is what I was looking. No. I was looking this for so many years. So this is the mercy of Vaishnavas, devotees. And Prabhupada said that if a Western devotee falls down, Prabhupada and Mahapuri said, if a Western devotee falls down, it doesn't matter, he tried. At least he tried. But he said, if an Indian falls down, it's a disgrace. So, it is good fortune, somehow or other, that we have come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should not miss this opportunity. And very simple, what are we going to do? We still got to eat. We still got to sleep. Everybody needs to sleep. Everybody needs to eat. Everybody needs to do all the activities. But we do only for Krishna. That's all. We have to have Krishna in our life. Very simple. And bhakti is such, the moment you add, somebody sent some note. He said, is water in water? Everybody want to drink water? But you add water with the devotion to Krishna, it becomes your family. There's water in houses, you put Krishna over there, bhakti over there, it becomes temple. People go for tourism, you add Krishna with that, it becomes pilgrimage. Everybody has meat, but you add Krishna with the food, it becomes prasad. Activity the same, but only Krishna is missing. And with us, there is Krishna with us. Naam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasvigraha Purna Shitta Nitya Mukto Vinna Prana. This Naam of Krishna is so beautiful. It is Krishna. It is not separate. Naam is separate and these deities are separate. No, they are not separate. Oh, Krishna's name in Golok Vrindavan is separate. Oh, Prabhu, I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One day I will see Krishna. Hare Baba, Krishna is you, with you. We are not seeing it. Because our eyes are, what is that? Mokia. What is the English? Mokia. He can't see. Problem is this. Our ears are blocked at the moment. When we chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is with us, we have to only practice. So it's not that we chant only few Krishna mantras. Satnam kirtyam tomam yatam tasya drudhata. Drudhata, with the conviction, drudhata, we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Then we make the best use of taking birth in India. Another example is, you got a chance, if somebody has got Chintamani, or not Chintamani, Parasmani, and you take a Parasmani and you start only breaking with the Parasmani, you start breaking the nuts. You are wasting. Hare Baba, it's a Parasmani. Touch it with the metal, it turns to gold. You go human form of life, not only human form of life, you go human form of life, it doesn't matter. All are Bhattvashis. Somebody probably born in America, it does not matter because now you are not American, you are living in Vrindavan. So that is, once we take Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janam Jaya, Janam Sartak Kari, Janam we have to do Sartak. Only then we can do Parupokar, only then we can go and tell, Arre Jeb Khali Hai Toh Kya Dekhe Kisi. If our pocket is empty, you cannot give. You can only give to somebody if you got some money in your pocket. You want to give Krishna to others, you cannot give unless you have a money. So we have to fill our own pocket. First our pocket should be full. Oh, this is Krishna. Then you give. Then you. What is that? This is Krishna. Arre wow, Krishna. How you can do that, Krishna? How we can put this money in our Krishna bank? And that is every time we chant Krishna's names. More we chant Krishna's names, more the bank balance is increased. 16 is minimum. 16 is not 8 lakh. Actually it's 8 lakh, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended. And then it is said, Prabhupada said, okay, I can't chant Prabhupada 64 rounds, okay, chant 32. No, Prabhupada, 32 is too much. How can I do this work? How can I do this? Prabhupada said, okay. Only, the Prabhupada said, 16, no less. Minimum 16. So somehow or other, Krishna make us chant. So we should always try. We chant our 16 rounds. So I won't make the hard fast rule that you should all chant 1 lakh every day. No. Try and chant 16. Then after 16, don't think that job is done. My today's job is done. No. I done 16, then let me increase my bank balance of Harinam. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So I stop here, it's 9 o'clock. Anybody like to ask any question? No. Alright, so, come back. Would you like to ask something? Okay. Alright, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.